Time for us to head down boundary side and have a chat with the captain of the Vanquished Cats tonight. We really appreciate the time of Meg McDonald on KRLFootball.live. Meg, Kingy and Rocky with you. Commiserations, firstly. For those that might be a neutral follower of AFLW, you'll say, they'll say they've watched a cracking game of footy tonight, but that's probably a little consolation to you right now.
I think Cats fans have heard that a few too many times in the past week. Look, it is in one way it is a little consolation, but I guess in another, I was, we were two down on the bench with half a footy to go, so I think we showed some resilience in that sense, but probably took a little too long to adjust. Yeah.
Just that start of the third quarter, you had to make some adjustments with Spud and AMAC out of the contest, and they were able just to pounce on you as you probably made those adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to watch the tape to look at exactly what happened, but it did. It sort of disrupted us a little bit. I know Becky Webster went into the midfield and gave it a red-hot crack, but at the same time, you know, she's been pretty vital for us off the half-back line. So I'm sure there are other adjustments ahead of the footy that they were a bit far away from me, but it was a little disruptive. You know, we'd like to be able to adapt, but I'm sure we'll review it and get better next time.
Hey Meg, it's Rocky. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you handling the condensed fixture? And now with AMAC and Spud going down, it's going to be a bit tricky. They may miss a few games now with that condensed. So how are the girls handling it?
Yeah, well, I guess it remains to be seen now that we've got another short break. But we love playing footy, so to play more often than not, an exciting thing. And we're certainly not the only team who's got a few predicaments when it comes to availability now. I think we had really good. We were really well set going into this period, so we'll see how we go after today. But right now, you know, I said to the girls that the beauty of the condensed fixture is we get to go again and have another shot at getting the W here at home in a few days' time.
Yeah, I guess you just got to move on quickly now, don't you? But I did say that Darbs had a good day in the office today in the ruck, but I thought maybe you could go in there and give her a chop out.
Oh, do you have Dan's number?
I do, actually.
Oh, do you? No, I honestly, my gosh, I'm incredibly impressed with Darbs, who didn't train much of the preseason in the ruck, and then Gabby's doing an unbelievable job. I think she's she's a few centimetres shorter than me.
Height.
She's got a... Is she?
Yes, so she's short.
She's, like you, she's a power athlete, she's given it a red hot crack and being awesome at ground level for us. I thought Darbs was great at ground level today as well.
Yeah, no, she was huge today.
They're doing the best of what they can.
95% of the population would love to have the athleticism of Ash Maloney, wouldn't they, Meg? Gee, she's unbelievable to watch.
She's unbelievably hard to defend. So I think definitely across the last two matches, the competition's seeing what I'm up against every night at training. So her athleticism is seriously unmatched. I've never had to defend anyone like it. And beyond that, she's kicking, goals from the boundary that I was going to say Jezza-like. I may as well say it.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable goals from the boundary. So... hopefully we can take a goal of the year out of tonight, if not from last week.
Are you under pour over stats? But one of the glaring numbers tonight that we've got in front of us is just the uncontested possessions. They were plus 46 on you tonight. Did you feel, watching it up the ground, though, you were just letting them too much free balls, especially coming off half-back?
Yeah, I think we sort of noted it, I know at least at quarter time, that they were shifting the ball. You know, that's how they like to play, control the ball out of the back line. And we still managed to be ahead for the first half of the game, even though I think they were probably ahead on, I don't know, but probably ahead on uncontested possessions at that stage. But it certainly started to become a bit damaging in the second half because... It was probably living in our back half a little too often.
Skipper, appreciate your time. Commiserations. Disappointing tonight, but back on the bike in 5 days' time. We look forward to seeing you in action against the Dockers on Tuesday night.
No, thank you both. Good to chat. Cheers.
Thanks, Meg. Meg Mac, the skipper of the Cats, Meg McDonald.